Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. Well, the 2018 FIFA World Cup Russia kicks off next week, and lining up with the months of games, the Paris Art Museum has an ongoing exhibit highlighting Miami's special connection to soccer. It's called The World's Game, Football and Contemporary Art. The exhibit mixes the love for the game and art by looking at the different intersections between the two. Now, the exhibit showcases 50 soccer-related artworks spanning in form of video, photography, paintings, and sculptures. Featured artists include Andy Warhol, President Obama's portrait artist, Kahin Wiley, and others from all over the world. The exhibit shows social, cultural, and political issues playing out on an international field, and it does so from the moment you walk in with the Miguel Calderon's 90-minute film, Mexico vs. Brazil. It's been edited, so it shows Mexico beating Brazil 17-0.
Soportando en el medio campo ya va de regreso. Esto es lo que hay que alabar. Ganas 13-0, pero sigues corriendo, sigues peleando, ¿no?
All right, so joining us in the studio is the director of the Paris Art Museum, and he's a soccer fan, frankly, Franklin Sermons. Franklin, such a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
The exhibit, first of all, really fascinating. Got the chance to see it the other day. Celebrate soccer around the world as we get ready for the World Cup. And it's also tackling a lot of issues, social issues, political issues, religious issues as well. But what are some of the conversations that you're hoping people are going to have when they walk through this exhibit?
I think first and foremost, what we strive to do with each and every exhibition is to put together a place where people feel like they can come and talk and see things differently, imagine things differently, maybe get an instance where we can see the world perhaps a little bit differently and through the eyes of an artist. So for this exhibition, you mentioned this work by Miguel Calderon. And I know when I think about that piece, what I think about is truly is artists allow us to see things that other people just don't see. And so for Miguel, as a fan of the Mexican national team, somebody who grew up rooting for this team, watching them succeed to a certain extent, right? And thinking about the context of Brazil, because what we don't say is that the first time he showed this piece, he showed it in a bar in Brazil. So it's a piece that is about nationalism. It's about being proud of where you come from, but it's also about being an artist and seeing the world differently. So he lets us see the world differently. He lets us see something that never actually happened. Mexico wins 17-0.
I wonder how that went through at the Brazilian bar. Let's go through some of the pieces. Again, walking through the entire exhibit. One of the first ones, actually, that you see right after that one is by Stephen Dean, and it's called Volta. And it recreates the moments fans might experience at a soccer game. You hear the sound of drums and chants from thousands of soccer fans in a stadium. Let's take a listen. All right, so tell us about this piece and why it's such the perfect setup as you enter into the rest of the exhibit. I mean, what we see in this room and what we feel in here.
Yeah, so you hear the samba. You're being placed into the crowd of a stadium. This is a work that comes after the heroes that we see playing in Mexico and Brazil. It's a work that precedes another room that is about heroes in the game. And so what we do now is we don't show you any people. We don't show you the pitch. We don't show you the ball. This is about you. This is about the fan. You are placed directly into an installation atmosphere, a bandera covering you, a huge flag covering you as you walk into this installation, similar in fashion to the huge banderas that are used in the stadium, literally covering hundreds of people all at the same time, holding this fabric together at the same time. When do we ever get to see that? When do we get to see so many people actually working together in such a fashion? So I think it's a piece that is about the optimistic hope that these moments always provide us with. Every 4 years, we all are allowed to dream again.
I've always wondered about what it must be like. I've been to soccer stadiums and I've seen those. I've never been in that side, though, where you had the big giant flag cover an entire group of people. And it is a fascinating experience when you walk in that room because you have this giant flag
over you. Literally being covered, and to hear the sound of the music and the rhythm, to see people moving together at the same time.
There is something unique about soccer stadiums and how the fans sing and chant compared to a lot of other sporting events. You have a piece from a Brazilian artist who explored soccer teams that, this was fascinating, that carry the names of indigenous tribes, their mascots. And these tribes, what's unique about them is that they're nearly extinct because of colonization. How does this piece explore the complexities of the sport?
Yeah, you're referring to a wonderful work by the artist Paulo Nazareth, young Brazilian artist. It's a piece that has a series of prints that show you images of what appear to be logos or signs and symbols of actual teams. But what he's doing is he's showing you the element of a native culture that, as you said, has been moving towards extinction. And yet these images or these names are still being used as symbols or as commodities of something commercial. So it's a way of focusing us and looking at, well, how do we cover up our histories? How do we change our histories and not, you know, potentially not looking at them with the same reverence that we might when we think about it in a different context? It's something we talk about here all the time, the Washington Redskins. It's a very similar kind of piece, and I think a work that really beautifully brings that to the fore, something very important.
You know, I can't to say that I had any one particular piece that I thought was my favorite, but this was one that just totally jumped out for me that I couldn't. I spent a lot of time looking at it because it was such a fascinating piece. This one by Nelson Lerner, it's called Maracanã, after Rio de Janeiro Stadium. And the piece is this a scale model stadium with hundreds of mini figurines. And you have all types of figurines. You have like Jesus Christ figurines, Buddhas, animals. On the field, you have these little figurines of the Incredible Hulk taking on a team of red Power Rangers. Okay, I mean, it's just a fascinating piece. By the way, I didn't mention, I just want to say, we have some of the photos of the exhibit, some of the ones we could take, up on our Facebook right now, WLRN Sundial, so you could see some of this stuff, because it's really cool. But fascinating piece. What is it saying?
Oh, it's a mammoth piece. I mean, as you mentioned, the most famous, perhaps the most famous stadium in the world, a stadium that was built for the 1958 World Cup. It's a stadium that has seen glory, has seen all kinds of things, and also has a different kind of past as well. But in this case, it's being populated by all of these different figurines and symbols that you mentioned, and the orishas, actually, the Yoruba orishas of Candomblé. And so you see that in the stadium as well, and it gives you a taste of what might be the elements that are participating in this grand stadium in Rio de Janeiro.
Again, I'm talking with Franklin Sermons. He is the director of the Pereiras Art Museum. They have a new exhibit up right now that runs through the summer and for the World Cup, which, of course, the World Cup starts next week. It is called The World's Game, Football and Contemporary Art. And again, we do have some photos from that exhibit on our Facebook page. Just find WLRN Sundial. Some really cool stuff that they have. Again, some of the pieces are really beautiful and lovely and interesting, but some very disturbing. They make you, because they're making you think about certain issues. One of the pieces that I was thinking about when I mentioning that is it's a video, and it looks at the issue of kidnappings in Brazil in the 1970s. It shows players with their shirts covering their heads as the names of these kidnapped are read over the speakers. I mean, this is one of those meant to make you uncomfortable.
Yes. Jaime Laureano, another younger Brazilian artist. And I have to say, you know, it's interesting to see the way that we've talked about a couple of Brazilian artists in particular who look at aspects of the game as metaphor for something else. And in this case, you know, a history that is a sad history, a history of violence. And what you're seeing in the video is the commemoration of people who were killed by the government in the run-up to the 1970 World Cup. And so each person is actually wearing the jersey over their head as if to be shrouded in the pride that one might take from this jersey. And certainly in these situations, you have to imagine that there is a pride for one's team, there's a pride for one's nation, there's a belief in football as being a higher power in this conversation. And yet, what does the symbol we wear mean at home? And that sometimes we are conflicted by that history.
And there's something fascinating about soccer, unlike most other sports, in that, you know, throughout the last century or so of World Cup events, you've seen this mix of the distraction of the game, the pride that we have for the game and for our teams, but also all these political machinations that are taking on and how the game mixes. It you can't separate the two.
Absolutely not. And this is a piece that takes that on head on. And it's a piece that also, you know, I have to say, it goes back to the Maracanã piece that you mentioned, in that this is where the site of a lot of the torture that did happen. So Jaime Laureano's piece is referencing that aspect, while Nelson Lerner's piece is, you know, probably a more celebratory aspect. And I think the show goes back and forth between these kind of moments. So we start off with a very celebratory mode, but we also want to have the space for conversation, the space for dialogue around things that are a little bit more naughty, things that are a little bit more controversial.
You were exposed to the exhibit at the Los Angeles County Arts Museum in 2014.
Absolutely. This is a passion of mine. I grew up looking at art. I grew up playing football. And this is an opportunity to look at those two things together. And I've been able to do that in the past in New York and Los Angeles to a different degree. Here in Miami, we really look at how does the game also play out within our region? How do we think about these aspects? And certainly being in Miami with our community, it is an incredible place to explore the game of football.
Yeah, how do you describe Miami's relationship with the game of football?
I say that we hold it close to our heart, and our hearts often are lying somewhere else. So, for instance, in this city where you would imagine that we would have an American football team at the moment, we do not. We have a conversation that is moving forward, as I understand it, but we do not. And I always revert back to an image that I'll never forget when I moved here not so long ago, a couple of years ago, and coming downstairs near Bayshore Park and seeing literally 5,000 people all in the colors of Real Madrid and Barcelona. So we root for the best football in the world. That is what Miami's relationship to the game is. And we root for teams from the different places that we come from. And make no mistake, we are presenting this exhibition in sponsorship with CONCACAF, our regional body. Our regional body that covers 41 countries. And of course, representing us at this cup, Mexico, Panama, Costa Rica. That, I think, is a very special relationship that Miami has to the game. It is truly the world's game. It is not something that we think about as being totally homegrown, right? It's something that comes from somewhere else, and our allegiances may lie outside of the space. And I think that is an incredible place to be when we consider ourselves in the more global 21st century, a city that can relate to that kind of internationalism as a city of the future.
You know, we're thinking about, we're seeing the World Cup and it's in Russia, and you think about the geopolitics that continue to play out, you know, between Russia and
always.
The U.S. And ironically, I mean, the U.S. isn't even in the World Cup.
Exactly.
But let's not even go down that road. I mean, what storylines and art possibilities are you monitoring during this World Cup?
Well, as you mentioned, I think we find ourselves in another one of those really interesting moments. If the United States had qualified, I'm certain that over the course of the last couple of months, we would have been talking about the potential for boycott. That didn't happen, and so here we are. I think there are going to be a lot of storylines to come out. I think that, you know, we often talk about, is this going to be the cup where an African nation makes its breakthrough? Being played in Russia, I would say that maybe not is this moment. I think that there is always an interesting play. And when you think about countries that have won the World Cup outside of their own country, that's few and far between. And we can talk about Brazil winning in three different continents. Nobody else can really say that. So I think it's going to be an interesting cup. It's going to be a tough cup and just really looking forward
to
it.
You're a football fan, but what I think I heard you say, you're leaning towards Mexico, or who's going to win this?
I got to root for CONCACAF.
Okay.
Because we are part of that. But I grew up in New York. I grew up when Pelé came in the 70s. I grew up when Carlos Alberto was there. I've had Brazil in my heart ever since then. And I may not love the look or the style of this current team, but I'm happy they're there. My second favorite team was the Netherlands growing up. They're not there. I lived in Italy for 2 years. They're not there. The United States is not there. I am truly going to have a ball because I get to root for everybody in this top. I'm just looking forward to it.
All right. Well, the U.S. is not there, but I could say, you know, I am half Colombian. They're in it, so I have somebody to root for this one. Again, talking with the director of the Perez Art Museum, Franklin Sermons, again, talking about this new exhibit called The World's Game, Football and Contemporary Art. We We have photos up on social right now. You can find us on Facebook, WLRN Sundial. Check out some of the photos from the exhibit. Really a fascinating exhibit, man. A lot of fun as we get ready for the World Cup. Franklin, it's been a pleasure, man. Thanks so much.
Such a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on Sundial.